I think so, yeah. Alright, well, so let's begin. So we left off on page Ayin Ches. So if you remember again, the Sefer is talking about the concept of Chibur Takever, this ongoing issue in terms of the difficulty that one has with the adjustment after death if one has chosen to identify with the body over identifying with the soul. So just take a look. We left off page Ayin Ches, the second paragraph in. Second full paragraph in Kishenes Bonin Sidivenu Nira. When we contemplate our circumstances and surroundings, we will see Shaha Olam Kulo Roduf Achareta Anugo Sachomer. The world as a whole runs after the pleasures of the material. Kol Echad Yesh Lo Ezo Sug Tanug Shiyosanim Shachilav. Everyone has some type of pleasure that they are drawn after. Mi bako, umi bako. This one likes that one. Aval hamechana hameshutof kimat lekulamu. But here's what's interesting. What's the common denominator amongst almost all of humanity? Sha'olam hachomer shove osam. That the material world literally shove osam means enslaves us. Him nimtzaim bebeis ha-sohar shel haradifa achra chomer. Most of us are incarcerated in a jail of running after materialism. I'll say again, I want to be clear. He's not talking about extremes over here. He's not talking about people who are crazy. What he just means is the fact that the truth is we're meshubud. We are to a certain degree encumbered and enslaved to a very large degree in our lives. I mean, the perfect example could be if we look often at our jobs. So it'd be nice to say that our job is something that we do ultimately just to make up our nasa, but it's not true. Meaning our jobs define who and what we are and what we do in a very significant way. And many other aspects of our life have to go ahead and custom tailor to that. Adam sheroduf acharei achomer. A person who runs after materialism and identifies himself through the material world. Listen to this. Chayov him chayim mabes. As we pointed out yesterday, such a life is not really a life. Anu yotzim hachutza v'roim anashim. We go outside and we see people. Kulam mechapsim mashu. Everyone's looking for something. Af echad mehem lo yodea b'diuk ma. But no one knows exactly what. Say such an incredible, he said, you know where you often see this? I think I mentioned this before. You see this with like very famous, wealthy people that they have everything. They have fame, they have wealth. And then, you know, Madonna starts to learn Kabbalah. Right? What's the pshat? What's, because again, everybody's looking for something. It's just that not everybody's aware what that something is. He says, Margishim rak shemashu chaser b'sochem. Here's what I know. What I know is that something is missing inside. Zechoshev Sheim Yelech Le Concert. Yismalei Chisaron. This one thinks that if he goes to a particular concert, I don't know why he chooses a concert, but okay, if this one thinks if he goes to a concert, that's going to go ahead and fill in the gap. Vahasheni Choshev Shetiul Lemakum Acher Yogelo. Another one thinks, oh, a trip, I need a vacation. If I would just go on a trip, on a vacation, everything would be fine. Acharei Shechozim. After I come back from the concert, after I come back from the trip. The mikra hatov haisa to'ales la'osarega. So the truth is, while I'm at the concert, life is good. While I'm on vacation, life is good. Achari, however, ulai liyom oliyimayim, or maybe again when I get back, I still feel the benefits of the concert or of the trip for another day or two. Hatiul b'chul chul is chutz la'aretz. Because remember, the mechaber is living in Eretz Yisrael. So again, if people travel to Eretz Yisrael, hosif o'chevo, you know what, I feel good for a week afterwards. Va'achari zeh. Mashu basocho adayin yavesh. But then amazingly enough, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and what? I still feel a dryness. I still feel there's something missing. Mashu basocho chaser. There's still something within me that's ultimately deficient and lacking. Ma chaser sham basocho. So what is that thing that is lacking? Lo mashuhu chaser, listen to this. Ela hakol chaser. It's not the pshat that something is lacking. Rather, better stated, everything is lacking. In klum, so often we walk through life and we're just empty. Ha'adam hu neshama ha'melubeshes beguf. Because remember, man at his core is a neshama that is clothed by a body. U'kishem muzaha es atzmo im haguf. But when I wrongfully identify, when I identify ultimately with the body and not the guf, so we'll say when I identify as a body that is housed, as a guf that houses a neshama, as opposed to a neshama that is housed by a guf, then what happens? Chaser lo hakol. Then everything is missing. So we'll say this because he just took a very dramatic turn over here, meaning because right now, beforehand, we were saying that we were all agreeing that there has to be a shift in identity. And that shift in identity is a person has to know how to identify, what to identify with. But we knew that if you wrongfully identify, certainly you run the risk in life of missing the mark. Now he's saying something much more profound. If I don't identify the right way, I will always feel empty. And I will try to feel that empty. I will try to fill that emptiness in multiple ways. But you know what the amazing part is? No matter how many ways I try to fill it, it's not, it's always going to remain empty. It's always going to remain a void. He says, listen to this mashal. Im adam lo yitzliach ligmor asachodesh. Let's say, a person is working in sales, or a person is working in commission. And so what happens? I finish out the month of my job. And I realized that I didn't get to my goals. Rather, ki yesh lo 80% mehamaskores. So you know what? I didn't get to do 100% of my sales, of my projected sales, my desired sales. I did 80%. Okay. Hare sh'od echshuhu hu soreit. You know, at least at the end of the day, there's something. I made 80%. Avalim ein la'adam pruta achos la'scholas hachodesh. So we'll say there's a chilek. You know, if I go ahead and I wanted to do $100,000 in sales, and I did $80,000 in sales, okay, I didn't reach my goals, but I did something. But if I didn't do any sales, then what's the pshat? It's not the pshat that I fell short. That's not called falling short. That's called failing. He says hanitzius shala adam hamazua imachomer. He mitzius shal adam. So we'll say you understand the nimshal. The nimshal in this is that when a person wrongfully identifies as a body that houses a soul, as opposed to a soul that is housed by a body, it's not just the pshat that I've fallen a little bit short. It's not just the pshat that I only did 80% of sales. The wrongful identity creates, sets the stage, unfortunately, for profound failure and emptiness in life. Hamitzius shala adam havazum achomer, the reality of a person who identifies with the body, Himitzius shal adames. As the Mechaber said before, the truth is, it's no different than already being in a state of death. Kimo adam shenimtza banahar vu omed litvoa. The person who chooses to identify with the body and not the soul is like a person who is in the river and chas v'shalom going to drown. Hu margish she'elu hein hadokos ha'achronos shalo ali adamos. He feels that ultimately, these are his last moments on the earth. Hu menasa b'chol kocho l'chayos. He tries with all of his strength to live. So we'll say, when he says, and I think we all experience this feeling of emptiness. You know, for some of us, it's constant. For some of us, it just comes kind of in waves. But I think we all have those moments where we wonder, like, what are we doing? What am I doing? Some people, often people feel that around like 5:45 to 5:55 in the morning. Like, what am I doing? No, Brenna, seriously. You know, and these are good feelings, by the way, because it shows that I'm thinking about life. Because so often we just get into the rhythm, and what happens? We wake up, and my mother's like, I'm 50, and I'm 60, and I'm 70, and I've never really thought about anything in life. I'm just keeping up with the rhythm. So he says, when you have those moments, ultimately, of what am I doing? So sometimes it feels like I'm in the river, and I'm gasping for breath. I'm gasping for breath, and I don't understand why. Because I'm leading a pretty good life. I'm doing what I can. I'm working hard. I'm providing. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to do whatever I can. But why do I feel like I'm gasping in the river for breath? And so the Mechaber suggests that's because I have the wrong identification. Because when I have the wrong identification, when I identify again as the body that houses the soul, as opposed to primarily identifying with the soul that is housed by a body, I'm always going to feel that emptiness. No matter how much I do, no matter how much I accomplish, no matter how many good things I'm able to perform, I'll always feel that emptiness. Only when I'm able to switch up my identity, to identify in the right way, primarily as an Hashem that is housed by a goof, then I'll begin to be able to fill in that void. All right, boss, we'll stop over here for today.
Is he going to describe how to identify with the Nishan?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's going to be the next step of this. You know, first, what he's trying to do is he's trying to show the need. Let me show you why this is important. And after I show you why this is important, then we'll go ahead and discuss how to do it. But yeah, he's not going to leave us hanging.